my brothers and sisters. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, be in our minds, and on our lips, and in our hearts. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we can all be burdened by so many things. We have the burden of the flesh and its desires, the burden of the toil of work, where we have to scrap out a living. It's part of the curse of Adam. By the sweat of your brow, you shall get your bread. There's the burden if you have a family, running the family. Who's going to pay the bills, the mortgage, the gas, electric, car payments, house payments, medical payments, food taxes? You think about the future. What about the kids and their future, their education? So many things, one after another. And priests also have burdens too. I remember when I was just beginning in my priesthood. At that time, I really thought I could pretty much do anything. You know, I had all this energy, and I was always saying yes to this and yes to that and yes to this. And I remember I was asked to be a keynote speaker at a young adults conference, and I said yes without really checking my schedule. And it turned out that my schedule was already full for that day, and instead of calling them back and saying, no, I can't do it, I figured out, well, if I kind of adjust this a little bit, I think I can get everything in. So I think I had like a 9 a.m. mass, and then I was going to run over to St. Francis where this conference was and, you know, give this keynote talk, and then I had another talk right after that. And then I had come back for a wedding here, and then there was confessions, and I had to run over for another mass over there. So it was like one thing after another. And, you know, when the day came by, I realized I was very ill prepared. You know, this was one of those days that I'd bitten off too much, and I was choking. And I felt this anxiety on me that day. And I entered the day, I did my best. It wasn't so good. I didn't think I did very well in the keynote talk. The class went a little bit better. But I came to the wedding, I almost forgot the names of the couple. And then I was at the end of the wedding, I was giving them the Irish blessing, and I love to sing the Irish blessing for them. And I choked. I was like halfway through the blessing, and my mind went completely blank. I couldn't remember the words. That was an embarrassing moment. And I felt bad for them. And well, so anyways, the mass ended, and I had to run and off to the next event. When I finished the mass, it was the Mass for the Young Adult Conference. It was over at St. Francis. It was very well attended. A little old lady came up to me, and she just kind of took my hand and kind of started looking into my eyes. You know, maybe she saw I had a hard day, and she just kind of holding me up, and she said, "Father, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind," and she went through the whole Irish blessing. "And may you be in heaven an hour before the devil knows you're dead." That's how she ended it. Oh my goodness. I'm like, how did you know? It was as though the Lord Himself, and the Lord Himself was there. I never saw this woman before. I didn't know her. I thought to myself, the Lord sent me an angel. And boy, did I feel unburdened. I realized that the Lord had been with me all through the day, but I hadn't been with Him, you know, mentally, interiorly. I hadn't given over the day to Him. I thought I could do it all. You know, a lot of I in that, right? And that's where the burden often comes from in our lives. We take the burden ourselves. We think we can do it all. That's certainly one type of burden. I call that the burden of pride. A lot of other kinds of burdens. And I was thinking to myself, what would have happened? Now, thank God at that moment, I receive what this little old lady had to give me. I did receive it. I felt so light afterwards. And I began to thank the Lord and really praise the Lord and think about the day. I went back and reflected. I needed to turn the day over. I began to practice that. And I also began to say no to some of the things that were asked of me. So there was a kind of a change happening in me. And I thought, though, what could have happened had I not done that? If I had kept going down that path? Now, every one of our lives is difficult. We all have our challenges. Sometimes when we really feel burdened, we can turn to the wrong thing. People get in a lot of trouble that way. You know, people get involved with alcohol, drugs, all sorts of other forms of addiction because they're looking for a little bit of relief or pleasure from the burden of life. But if they go down that road, it really can take over their lives. And what was sought as a relief from burden becomes an even greater crushing burden that can crush the life out of a person. And we probably all know different examples of that. I remember I worked with Father Roger Prokop when I was here, and I admired him so much. He was such a holy man. And I admired the guts that he had, because if this community, some of the older parishioners remember how he stood up here and admitted that he had a difficulty with alcohol. And he had shared that with me, you know, that he was going to go into guest house. And I admired him so much for that. He told me, he said, "Father Bill, what would have happened had I not said anything? If I had just kind of kept trying to beat this addiction myself, worse things would have come, far worse," he said. We heard in the second reading, the burden of sin is death. So there is help, though, for all of us. Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." You know, when we do things in union with Jesus, everything changes. Even the hard tasks become light. They can even become a joy. You don't feel the burden when you know you're loved and you know the Lord's with you in this moment. Part of AA is that third step is surrendering my life over to God, loving care of God. Huge step in AA, just to surrender. We surrender the cares to the Lord. So brothers and sisters, today, let's do the best we can to surrender. Jesus is here in all humility. He makes himself so low for each of us to lift us up. He even becomes our food, our bread of life. So low, so that we can rise so high and be with him forever. Brothers and sisters, let's profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We put our trust in our Lord Jesus, who is with us. Let's, with confidence, bring our needs before him.
For all members of the church, may we be open to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and use all our gifts to share the gospel with others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, may they model the humility of our Savior and seek peace among all nations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who find life burdensome because of a pregnancy that they feel they cannot handle, may they embrace Christ and know his strength. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those burdened by poverty, hardship, oppression, and persecution, that God will rescue them and lift them up. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase of vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, chronically ill, or hospitalized members of our community, especially Mariel Hilton, and those whose names are listed in the bulletin, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
I've been asked to say if that you want to see Mario, you'd better see him soon. For those who have died, may they rest in peace eternally. Especially Father Francis Muhanda, for whom this Mass is offered. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers written in our Book of Intercessions and the prayers we hold in our hearts, may they be united to the prayers of Mary, the Mother of God, to the prayers of St. Thomas the Apostle, and to the prayers of all the saints. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father, we give you thanks for the gift of our faith and the surrender that you've taught us, that we turn everything over, each moment of every day, over to you, all through Christ our Lord. Amen. If any of our children would like to bring Jesus a gift, they're welcome to come up and do so now. Mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God, of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Humble spirit. May we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Lord, Wash away all of my iniquities. Cleanse me, Lord, all my sins. Thank you. Pray, brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Praise the glory of his name for our good and the good of all his holy church. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For justice through your beloved Son, you created the human race. So also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Thomas the Apostle, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope and Earl, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace.